Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Woke us up this morning, Father, it's on our way, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did? His grace and mercy, another day he extended to us. You know, each day that he allowed us to see, it's a blessing. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. You know, every day somebody's leaving. You know, every minute, every second, somebody's gone. Somebody's been born and somebody's been taken out, you know. So we here at the Ready Church just want to bless the Lord, you know. I want to encourage you in this last hour. There's so much going on in this world and seeing that people don't know which way to go, what to do, you know. It's chaos everywhere. You know, it's only because we're living in a different time than we've ever. You know, we're living in the end time, as the Bible says, the end time as you've known it. Not meaning that it's the end of the world, but the end of the time as you've known it. You can look around and you see things are changing. People, places, and things constantly changing, y'all. But thank God, Jesus' word is God's word is still the same. And he said it will be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ain't that good to know that even though everything around us is changing and, you know, chaos everywhere and confusion and people, like I said, don't know which way to go, what to do. And, you know, they turn into drugs and turn into sex and turn into everything but Jesus. You know, it's a really crucial time, you know, and people think they can drink it away, think they can drug it away, and, you know, think you can sex it away. Just think anything and everything but Jesus is the way, you know, and trying him in this day. You know, our young people, just out of control, and the nation itself is just out of control. The Bible says a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, and God knows we look around. This everything is just turned upside down. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And the Bible has already warned us and foretold these things were to come. And I know you may say, well, she said the same thing over and over. Yes, I sure do, because God's word don't change. What he said 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, he's still saying today, his word is still the same. It's the only thing remaining the same. You know, people, places, and things are changing constantly, but God is still the same. That's what we want you to know. You can depend on him. You can trust him because he don't change. You know, you had people to come in and out of your life and say, I never believe you, and all that. Oh, you know, I'm going to be with you. You know, you the man and you the woman. You know what I'm saying? You know, we sisters forever, and, you know, we brothers forever. Man, ain't nothing can come between us, you know. And we're living in a time that the enemy, your word ain't no good. People's word ain't nothing. It used to be a time you could trust people's word. You know, they say they're going to do something for you. Or, you know, you could depend on them. Not today. word ain't no good, you know. And the Bible warns us of these times in the last days. He said, the love of many shall wax cold, saying it's perilous time, you know. The children will be against their parents and parents against the children. Oh, God, yes, we're living in that time right now. You know, I saw an article. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do enter in with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We bless your holy and righteous name. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, oh, God. Even in the midst of confusion and chaos, you say you are still a mind regulator, and you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you on today. Oh, God, help us in this last hour. Oh, God, strengthen our bodies, oh, God, and order our steps and show us what to do and which way not to go, oh, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Your word said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of our days, oh, God. And we just thank you, oh, God, for recognizing, oh, God, that you're soon to come, God. We see the signs, oh, God, of the time. And we thank you for your word on today. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Help me each time to make a difference in somebody's life on today. In Jesus' name I pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, I just see so much from week to week and from day to day. And, you know, you see so much and, you know, and it seems that a lot of people don't want to see. But God gave you eyes to see. Your eyes is the wonder to your soul. You know, you sometimes you can look at a person and you say, their eyes look a little strange. You know, you can tell when a person is high and when they're drunk. And, you know, your eyes tell a lot about you, you know. And that's why God gave us our eyes. He wants us to see. He wants to pay attention to the things around about us. You know, there used to be a time people say, you know, you sleep with one eye open, one eye closed. No, you better keep both eyes open, I'm telling you. You don't shut them. If he's waking you to the things that's taking place around you, it's for you to see, and he don't want you to go to sleep. Wake up. Stay awake, you know, because we're living in a crucial time. You know, if you can see now, well, you might have seen a couple of weeks ago, but if God allows you to see now, better late than never, you know. He's trying to pull you back. He's trying to reel you in because, see, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30:19, so he said, I'd rather that you choose life. God don't want any to perish in this last hour. And we can see that a lot of people are choosing to perish, choosing not to obey, choosing not to, you know. But like I say, your eyes is in your head for a reason. You know, let's go to Deuteronomy. And let me tell you now, God loves you. He cares about you, and he cares so much to, you know, even though he gave you free will and free choice, he still tried to help you out. He said, I'd rather that you choose life over death, and I don't know who in the world would choose death over life, you know, but because people are blindsided today, they really celebrate the dead and reject life. Never thought I would see a time that people would worship the dead. You know, for years, you know, people in China and Japan and, you know, other, you know, countries, you know, they worship Satan and the dragon. They have dragons going throughout the city. You know, they, dragons, you know, that they have going out throughout the city, you know, these parades, you know what I'm saying. You know, the devil's just trying to twist up my thought because I just got so much on my mind that I want to get out. And, you know, you just want to help people to see, you know, and that's what the devil don't want you to see. He wants you to stay blind, you know, blind to things that's happening. It's like a person being in a relationship and somebody trying to tell you, hey, he abusing you. He ain't good for you. He don't love you because he's trying to hurt you. Anybody trying to abuse and use and, you know, and care nothing about you, I mean, because if they bruise you up, that ain't love. You know, but the enemy trying to blind your eyes to make you think, you know, somebody misusing you and mistreating you, that they love you. No, if you love me, you will show me. Action is love is an action word. If you love somebody, you prove it by showing them, you know, show them that you love them. Spend some time with them. If you say you love the Lord, spend some time with him. You know, you marry a person because you say you love them and you want to spend the rest of your life with them and you want to do things with them. And, you know, and that's the same way with a relationship with Christ. You give your life to Christ and, you know, you're supposed to be committed to him and the things of God and the word of God, prayer and praise and worship and do all the things that come along with, you know, with that, you know. But now, you know, they telling you, you know, just run out on your husband, you know, it's the same thing. Run out on Jesus. You can, you know, you can serve the devil and serve the Lord too. You can dance a little bit. You can drink a little bit. You can party a little bit. You're running out on Jesus because see, He said he that's filthy, let him be filthy still. He that's holy, let him be holy still. And God is a holy and righteous God, the one that we serve as Christians. We're to live a clean lifestyle, you know. But it's the enemy that's telling you you can serve the God and serve the devil. And, you know, and I see Jason up there dancing, and oh, my God. I mean, with his little shirt almost too little, and he shaking his butt. What in the world? These are supposed to be Christians. These are supposed to be setting an example. These people are worldly. They have betrayed Jesus. I'm telling you, and I was listening to this article about the Pope. I know it's probably going to be some repercussions because, you know, it kind of reminded me of Nebuchadnezzar, you know, in the Bible. He was a wicked king, and then, but at the end, you know, he surrendered his life to Christ. So better late than never. And I saw that Kenneth Copeland had some type of session where he had for that he was doing, and he had the Pope on the screen. And I don't know if the Pope was surprised him by his profession. You know, I don't know if Kenneth Copeland really looked over the tape that he was going to present to the church. But I mean, it kind of reminded me of, even though the Pope had been wicked and did some wicked things, he's confessing, you know, just like Nebuchadnezzar had lost his mind, but God restored his mind. So God is a mind regulator. You know, if your thoughts are not right and you say you don't believe in Christ, and the Bible say a fool has said in his heart there is no God, but if you decide and the knowledge of the truth and realize that there is a God, thank God. Better late than never. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Okay. So, Deuteronomy. What is Deuteronomy 30? We're here at the Red Church trying to tell you we're running out of time. Jesus on the top. Oh, please get your heart come on and invite Christ in. You'll be the best thing that could ever happen to you. The best thing. Deuteronomy 30 and verse. Like he said, this is the Lord. He said, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. Look, he has set before us life and death. There, we know that there's two facts. There's a fact you was born, and there's a fact you're going to die, right? So he said, look, I set before you life and death. And this is your dressing up room right here. Get you prepared for when you leave here. It said blessing and cursing. Did it say good luck and bad luck? No, it did not. It said blessings and curses. It said, before you choose life. This is the Lord trying to help you. He gave everybody free will. It's your will if you don't want to be saved. But that don't mean that we're not going to try to tell you, you know, what the Word of God says to try to help you, because, like, you know, like the Word of God said, He don't want any to perish, and we here at the Red Church don't want you to perish either. I once was in sin. I've done some things, you know, that I'm not proud of, and we all have, you know, but when Christ come in your life and He changed your life and, you know, He comes in and He rearranged, you know, and cleans that house and you know, and fix that house up. Oh, yes, you forget all about that old furniture that you used to have and things you used to have in the house. Oh, you don't want that no more. You got new things in the house. And that's the way it is with Christ. When He comes in, behold, all things have come new. You won't even miss that old stuff that you used to do, you know, in the old place you used to go. You'd be like, Lord, I thank You for saving me. I thank You for delivering me out of that, you know. But the Bible says right here, He said, I'd rather that you choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, not only for yourself, but for your family, your children, so that your seed may live. We're living in such a crucial time. I was looking at, I ran across a video, and the young lady, she was singing, and then they had a little daughter, I guess it was a daughter or niece or something up there. The little girl was dressed just like her and was doing the same thing, gyrating her little body. I said, oh my God. And then people want to know why these young people get out here and they rape. And it's not an excuse to rape nobody, because nobody have no right to put your hands on a person's body, you know, without their consent, and especially little children. You know, I just saw where there was this teacher, you know, I guess he was a dance teacher or whatever, and he had all these years that he's been a dance instructor. He's been messing with these kids. You know, it's sick. It's a sick world. Things are being uncovered. The Word of God said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. Yeah, maybe he's been messing with these kids for years, and I know even in the Olympics, you know, some of those young ladies that were that was on their Olympics team, you know, had been violated by their instructor for years, you know, and now they just being able to, you know, to confront him, and he's going to spend some time in prison. Yeah, you know, so there's nothing here. You might think, well, okay, I got away with it, and he probably thought he got away with a lot of, like a lot of people think they do things and get away with it. Well, it may not come up right then, but time will tell the story. The Bible said there's nothing here, you know, and that shall not be revealed. You're hearing a lot of different people that's been in sororities and, you know, fraternities and stuff like that, and they went through a lot of different things that they feel like their body shouldn't have went through, but it was a secret then. But now people are revealing, they're uncovering things, they're telling people don't do it, you know. And you can help somebody. Everybody don't always have to go through pain and suffering like you did, you know. When you can help them by sharing your testimony, the Bible says you overcome by the word of your testimony. But sharing, you know, you can help somebody else to avoid going down that wrong path or that wrong road to destruction. You can help some young woman or some young man, you know, just being led astray in a way. You know, like I was saying the other day, you know, even with some people being abused and used and stuff, and, you know, they need to know that there's still hope in Jesus Christ. He's a mind regulator. He will cleanse your mind from all the, you know, the bad thoughts and stuff, because see, He's a mind regulator. He made you. He can do anything but fail on today. And right here he said, you rather that you choose life. We here at the Red Church, rather that you choose life too. You know, we're trying to tell you that the devil is real, God is real, the devil wants to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you, but God loves you, and He comes to give you life, and that life more abundant. That's the same thing that Noah was telling people. He was trying to tell the people, warn the people that the flood was coming, and that They need to come into the ark of safety before time is too late, you know, because there was going to be a flood, but they didn't want to hear him. It's all, look at that crazy man. Yes, I'm still saying the same thing, just like Noah. He preached 120 years and the message didn't change. And I know that the pastors and preachers saying today God is doing something new and, you know, you can't use what you used to use years ago, what it took for grandma and them, it don't take for you. Oh, don't you be deceived. The Bible said the number one thing would be deception. It said many shall be deceived in this last hour. The devil's tricking you. He's lying to you. He's a killer. He murders. He don't love you. He hates you. He wants to destroy you. He wants you to go to hell with him because hell has enlarged itself. Hell was meant for the devil and the third of the angels that fell. It was not meant for you. But the Bible said, Isaiah said, look, hell has enlarged itself. It made room for you. But you don't have to go because right here this Bible says, God said he'd rather that you choose life. He gave you free will, yeah. And you got a will to do it or not to do it, a will to be saved or not to be saved, or will to do right or the will to do wrong. You have your choice, but the Bible says right here, he's trying to help you out. Jesus is trying to help you out. God is trying to help you out. When he say, I'd rather that you choose life, because the Bible said the pay or the wages for sin is death. And he don't want that for you. He loves you. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. And see, now that's what the devil is trying to use, you know, saying you can just do in it and everything. You're under grace. But the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? No. He said, no. The word of God said, no, God forbid. He forbid. That means no. Shall we continue in sin? No. We need to repent, every one of us, and turn from your wicked ways and receive Christ on today. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will keep you from all sin. He will. And you can be born again. That's what being born again, a renewed mind, a renewed life, a life-changing experience for you. You. It don't matter how old you are, how young you are. He will accept you. You know, just come just like you are. You don't have to try to clean yourself up. You can say, well, I smoke, I drink, I run women, I run men. You know, I'm bad, you know. He couldn't love me. Yes, he can. He loves you. He don't love sin, but he loves the sinner. That's the thing where the enemy try to use. I'm like, oh, don't judge. They judging you because you sin. No. We're not judging you because you sin. We're judging you to help you to come out of sin, and you can be born again. You judge fruit. You judge where you're going. You judge what you eat. You judge what you wear. You judge everything. Every day we judge them. We judge. We make decisions. That's what judging is. I hear people say all the time, people just judge. Yes, sure is. You judge every day. Every day, you decide whether you want to get up and go to work or not, or you decide, you know, you going where you going, are you going over here, are you going over there, or, you know, you change your mind about going over here or going over there. That's decision. That's what judging is, making decisions. You go to the grocery store, you look at the fruit, and you feel the fruit, and sometimes you're trying to judge whether the fruit is good or bad. It's the same thing with our life. You judge people by their fruit, by what you see, you know? And then you get to know them, you know? That's how you get a relationship with God. You get to know him, invite him in your life as a personal savior, and do what he tells you to do, obey his word, his commandments. You read his word. Really, will I seek thee, O Lord? You know, get up early. Talk to God. He will talk to you. He will lead you and guide you. Pray. Ask him to show you what to do during the day. Ask him about everything. And don't feel like you can handle anything, because we can't do anything. The breath you breathing in your body don't belong to you. It belongs to God, and he can snatch it at any time. You know, you'd be just like a dead man. Dead things don't move. But he gave us life, and while the blood still running warm in your vein, and you got activity of your limbs, and you can think, you know, a crazy person can't think. You know they're crazy, but they don't. They talking to themselves, and they walking into things, but you know. But God is a mind regulator. He will regulate your mind. You know, the man that was in the tomb for years was living amongst the dead. This man was living in the tomb with the dead. You know, people didn't want to even hardly go to the graveyard. Now people running to the graveyard with the dead, eating, taking fruit down, and they dead. They can't eat. It's over. Until, you know, judgment day. Then everything going to come up. You know, even the dead in the sea. If you throw the body, dead body, it's coming back together. The Bible said that the dead is going to, the sea is going to give up the dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he knows exactly where everything is. God made everything. He know, he even knows the number of hairs on your head. And the ones where they ain't got none, he know the hairs that was on your head. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. He loves you. He cares about you. You know, and as I'm saying, Kenneth Copeland, he had the Pope up there confessing, you know, that some things that he been doing was wrong. You know, like people kissing him, and he said people worshiping him, and he was telling people don't worship him. You know, look to God and read the word and get into the book of Revelation. And, you know, he was just confessing things. He was saying he was wrong for letting people, you know, worship him and look to him. Oh, I know the devil mad with the Pope for getting up there confessing that. He was saying it's wrong to worship Mary, you know, and, you know, which is an idol, he said. He said, and that's dead. He said, Mary's dead. He said that out of his own mouth. Mary's dead. And this is the thing that the people are going to now. They're going to the dead, like I said, going to the graveyard, taking fruits. And we see people from China and Japan and all these other places have been, you know, worshiping the dead. They want to eat the fruit. They will starve to death. Something that can save you, but the mind, the power of the mind, that, you know, you open yourself up to these demonic spirits that talk to you and, you know, tell you, you know, to do crazy things. Like, you could eat, but the devil tell you don't eat it, you know, and it could save your life. But that's how powerful the devil is with it, you know, mind control, spells, witchcraft in America. That's what's taking place in these churches. Everything is going backwards. I'm telling you, right is wrong and wrong is right. You know, and the Christians are being hated now. The Bible warned us that you will be hated for his name's sake. So everything that we're experiencing, the word has already shared with us. And a lot of times, these movies and things that these men of the earth have prepared and for you and is entertainment and stuff, they're telling you what they want to do. They want to rule. Want to rule the earth. Just like Satan wanted to rule. He that's why he was kicked out of heaven, trying to take over. That same spirit, you know, is here today. He wants to destroy you, everything there is about you. He don't want you to go after God. He don't want you to seek God. And that's why these preachers done betrayed Jesus, telling you and taking you a different way. Some of their many ways. I'd be many ways when Jesus said he is the way and he's the only way and he's the truth. So how is there many ways? No, there's not many ways. They try to dress it up and fix it up and stuff. Talking about, you know, there's many ways, you know. You can, Jay say you can find him in your bathroom. You can find him in the kitchen. You can find him. We know all that, but that's not what the enemy is trying to use here. Trying to tell you that Jesus is not the only way. Oh, Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Jesus is coming. He's coming. Oh, yes. He's coming back. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 4, he said, for behold, a day coming that shall burn as an oven. Oh, that sounds like hell to me. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, how you living? How you living? Is you living wickedly? Examine yourself. Are you living wickedly? Are you living righteously? Are you living holy? I mean, how are you living? The Bible said, "Before behold, the day cometh." It's coming. you know, just like Noah was trying to tell them that the flood would come and they didn't want to hear. Well, he said it won't be water. The Bible said, but fire next time. Do you not see all these fires coming up here and there? Even Ukraine and Russia, I think they went into a war the other week. Oh, my God. It's getting worse. The Bible said, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as a oven. That sounds like fire to me. Burn as an oven. That's fire. It said all the proud, all these proud preachers boasting in their money, their house, and their cars, and worshiping stuff and not worshiping Jesus, worshiping their books and being on TV and, you know, people looking up to them and not looking up to God, and they dancing and taking the people back into the world. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. And woman, thou are loosing your clothes off everywhere and just pouring everywhere. Everywhere you look, it's just indecency everywhere. Don't care how you look. Don't care how you go out, you know. That's the devil. He's working in that. He's killing, stealing, and destroying your life. He's making you not even care about yourself. You know, people wearing pajamas in the street. Pajamas always there for bed. For your bed. For the house. They're walking out a lot with bedroom shoes on, bathrobes, and headscarf on you. I mean, you know, the night thing on your head. Come on. What is going wrong? This nation has no values, no morals, don't care, just a don't care attitude. Just it's your thing, do whatever you want to do, you are God. That's the trick of the enemy. Even Kenneth Copeland, he mad because the Pope telling on them, you know, and he mad. So now he's saying don't listen to the Pope, don't listen to what he's saying, you know, because God is using him like he did Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a wicked king. In the beginning, he was wicked. You know, wanted people to worship him and look up to him. And that's the same thing with the Pope. So the Pope is telling you he feels ashamed now of all that. People worshiping Mary, mother of harlot. You know, he's just confessing, you know, and telling people to look to Jesus and read Revelation and read the book of Daniel. Oh, he's just pouring out his heart, just like Nebuchadnezzar did, you know, at the end of his life. But better late than never. You know, you might have been wicked. We all was. We all been sinners. We all done things wrong. But you know, when Christ come in, behold, all things become new. He put it in the sea of forgetfulness to forget it. Put it under the water, you know, and you, never to remind you anymore. But this scripture right here says, it says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. This is Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. It sounds like hell. And they didn't want to hear it. And like I said, people always talking about, that's all they talk about, hell. Well, it's in the Bible. It tells you about hell and it tells you about heaven. There's two places. And you either going one to the other. You know, you either serving God or you're serving the devil. It's not no many other ways. You're either serving the Lord or you're serving the devil. You know? You got to choose. You can't choose after you're gone. You got to choose now. Why the blood running warm in your veins, your clothes in your right mind? You can choose the Lord today. Yesterday's gone. You can choose the Lord today. He allowed you another day of grace and mercy. The Bible says, for behold, the day coming that shall burn as an oven, sound like hell, and all the proud, like I said, the proud ministers walking around, I mean, oh my God, they're deceiving you. They're deceiving you, changing the word, changing the word of God into a lie. That's what he said, false prophets and false teachers and false leaders. They started out right, and now they're leading you wrong. And the Bible said, if somebody prophesies to you, and they prophesies truth to you and then come back later and try to lead you astray. The Bible said don't follow them. Only follow them as they follow Christ. Only follow any man or woman of God as they follow Christ. If they try to tell you, you know, lead you down another path and tell you it's another way to get to heaven, then he said don't go. He said many shall be coming in his name. You know, saying I prophesy in your name, you know, talk about what you did do. It's like you never did it. He says, like I never knew you. And this, God's word is truth, y'all. Come on, get back to truth. People's eyes are being open to truth. And don't go back to sleep. Stay woke. Like I said, you know, people, you say you had to sleep one eye open, one eye closed, because they wasn't safe around the person that they were sleeping around. So they felt like they got to keep one eye open and one eye closed. No, I'm telling you, you better keep both eyes open now. And then there was a young man, I think, and a young lady that went on a boat trip or something, cruises, people going on cruises left and right and being missing. You know, I don't know if they're jumping off or pushing, being pushed off or just, you know, they're going to the bathroom, not showing back up. You know what I'm saying? The Bible's at work. I mean, the devil's at work to kill, steal, and destroy people's lives. He kills, he steals, he destroys. Any of those three things that happen, the devil's behind it. He's killing, he's stealing, he's destroying. He's killing, he's stealing, he's destroying. The Bible said, watch and pray. And like I said, Noah preached for 120 years. The message didn't change, and the message ain't changing now because the Bible said he's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he, if it's changed, it's not him. It's these people telling you God doing something new, new music, new preaching, new everything. It's not God. If it's new, it's not true. Stick to the word of God. Stick to his word, this word. He said it'll be a blessing to those that read it. Read this Bible. Even the Pope said it. He said, read Revelation. And he said he's so sorry that people worship him. He said he was saying that people kissing him, and you know, he said he feel bad about it. He's confessing. He said, tell your kids, you know, don't kiss me. You know, he said don't worship him. He said don't worship him. People worship the Pope. He said don't worship him. He's confessing. He said, get in your Bible and get in the Word so you can be saved. He even talked about the mark of the beast. He said they've set you up for the mark of the beast. The 666, the number man. Oh, yes. And then the Bible said, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and they shall, and the day that cometh shall burn them up. Hell, hell, y'all. Even with this fire, what just happened in May. They said some of the people by this, they found them hugged up, families hugged up together, burned to death. Oh, my God. It's sad time, y'all. Judgment. Judgment is upon us. Oh, yes. You can get your house in order today. Don't look and say, well, oh, that's the over there in Russia. That's over in Ukraine. That's not here. It's at your home. It's right here. Excuse me. Come on, y'all, wake up. We're trying to shake you and awaken you before time is too late. The watchmen are not doing their duty. They're bringing in corruption. The Bible says every foul bird. Yeah, in Revelation 18, every filthy bird. Every foul spirit is in the house of God. They humping, bumping, and crumping. That's not God. That's not for God's house. That's the things we did when we was a sinner. When we was in sin. When we was in the world. When we was in Egypt. Egypt is a way of the world. The Bible says, he said, and they shall be burnt up, saith what? The Lord of hosts. Who said it? Not me. The word of God said it. The Lord of hosts said it. That's like he warned them before the flood. You know, he got Noah out, Noah and his family. 8 people out of 12 billion people. 8 people were saved because there were more people being born back then, you know. You know, people were having a lot of kids at one time. People not having a lot of kids, like they were having 13, 14, 16 kids, 20 kids, you know, and a family. You know, because they occupied with more things now. You got cell phones and TVs and radios and computers and all this other stuff, and technology is being built up, you know, and people making robots and talk and walk and, oh, and taking over your job and stuff. Lord have mercy. Yeah. But that was judgment, y'all. You're talking about don't judge the flood. Wash the people away. Wash away the people. That was judgment. Destroy the people. It was judgment. And they said fire next time. Fire. Fire. Do you not see fires popping up everywhere? Fire. Destroys. Yes. He warned you through his word. Read his word. He said, the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Oh, my God. Did you not see those places is burning? Oh, my God. This is clear as day. Can't you see? Can't you see the signs? Signs and symbols all around about you. Look at the news reporter. All of them hold their hands in a pyramid. All of them. Most of everybody that be on that TV that got programmed, they hold a hand in a pyramid. Pyramid. Triangle. Come on, y'all. People holding up the devil sign trying to say it is I love you and all that stuff. Come on. The devil's a liar. Rock and roll stars and band metal band and stuff. Heavy metal bands that, you know, people was on crack and LSD and heroin and all that back then. They throwed up those devil signs, and then y'all trying to dress it up and make it look cute, your little boys and little girls holding up the devil sign.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them it's I love you. The devil's a liar. I don't know how the world you get I love you out of that. Oh, my God. It's a mess. Pay attention to the signs and symbols. They're all around about you. And you ain't never seen so many signs and symbols being used by people's hands as you seen today. They didn't used to do that. It's being revealed. God is uncovering everything. All wickedness, all evil. He is unveiling, revealing it to you. You know, he tried to send, he did send, you know, Jonah, you know, he sent him out to Nineveh to try to warn them. It was a wicked city too. You know, they were doing in and everything in there, just like Babylon and just like America today. In and everything go. And they were so filthy. You know, and God sent them in. And he didn't even want to go. He said, they ain't going to listen. And we had read the church. We know a lot of people don't want to hear us and not listening. But then there may be some that will hear. You know, and will be saved. If you hear, you're going to live. For there's life in the word of God. That's what the word of God is. It's life. It said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You're a fool. To say that there is no God. The breath you breathe, the air, you know. He did it. He that made us, not we ourselves. None of these preachers that y'all worship can heal you. None of these preachers can save you. They got to give an account just like you. Got to stand before God just like you. Rich or poor, they got to go. The Bible said a rich man died and he lifted up his eyes in hell. And a poor man. But it was in two different spots. He said it was afar off from Lazarus. And that means he wasn't in the same place Lazarus was. The rich man, he was in hell. And he didn't want his brother and them to go. They didn't come there. And he wanted to know, can he come back and warn his brother and them, look. If the prophets was warning back then and they receive it, sure, they ain't going to receive it if he come back. Oh, no. It's a praying time, y'all. The Bible's warning us there's going to be fire. Did you not read it? For wicked, for your wicked deed, for you not honoring God and honoring his word and believing his word and living by his word. He said, he that hears the word must be a doer of the word that you hear. It must be a doer, not a hearer only. You got to believe God's word. And I heard preachers telling people, you know, well, he come from the unbelieving church. And how in the world you got a Robert Shuler was asking Billy Graham, somebody, I'm so glad there's a wideness in God. No, it's not. The Bible said that the narrow road leads to life. The wide road leads to destruction. And anybody, I don't care who they is, to change it, you know, is a false prophet, false teacher, false leader. Even if you start out right and end up wrong, you still got to pay, you know. And that's what's wrong with Cotton Pearson. You know, he was talking about his grandparents. You know, they were leaders in the church, but then they backslid. And he could not fathom that his grandparents was going to die and go to hell. because of what they did at the beginning of their life. It ain't so much what you're doing at the beginning of your life, it's how you end. You must be born again. We were born in sin. That's how you, your beginning was born. You were born in sin. You, the seed of, you know, Adam and Eve, you know. And the pain is death. But for the saints, it's just sweet. Because see, God said he's going to get a new heaven and a new earth. See, the devil always trying to imitate everything that God does. And you read, and let me show you right quick. Let's go to Revelation. And I say, you know, the devil always imitating everything that God does. See, Revelation 21, it's talking about a new heaven and a new earth, y'all. It's going to be a new heaven, new earth. So the devil is using that now. You know, even with hearing Trump talking about a storm before the calm, they got that from the word of God. Jesus calmed the raging sea. He calmed the sea. And they saying the calm before the storm. See? And the devil try to use everything. Twist up God's word. Change it. You know? To benefit them. Oh, my God. The Bible says, going back to Malachi, it says, and that leaves neither roots or branch. It said, but unto you that fear my name, just fear the name of Jesus. Come on. You know, it's just like a child that's not really scared of their parents. They fear to get in trouble. They want to just do what their parents tell them to do. You know, because they know that their parents love them and they don't want them to hurt or they don't want them to get hurt. That's the fear. And that's the fear you should be for God, to reverence him, to obey him, to not want to hurt him, to do anything against his word, to do anything against his will. You just want to be a Christian for real. You want to love God for real. You want people to see God work in you for real. And let them know that he will do the same thing for them. He will change your life. He will clean up your nasty mouth. He'll clean up your nasty body, what you were doing with your body, you know, that wasn't pleasing unto God. He will clean you up when you receive him. And you'll walk in the newness of life when you try Christ. Yes. Oh, yes. And the Bible says here, it says, but unto you that fear the name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's a healer. Exodus 15:26, and none of those diseases brought upon the Egyptians shall be brought upon you as you walk in righteousness, as you walk in holiness. He's a holy God. He will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free, and he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, yeah. He will set you free and keep you free. I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee because you trust God and because you want him, you know, to protect you. You want him to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. You want him to lead you and guide you into all truth. You want to stay on the right road. You want to stay on that narrow path, that straight and narrow path. You don't want to get on that broad road. You David had broadways, broad clubs, Broadway clubs where people go and dance and party and drink. You don't want to be on the broad road, see the devil take things and use it. The broad road got many things on it. There's a road to destruction. You know, that narrow road, the straight and narrow road. That's what you want, the straight and narrow path. He said, and ye shall go forth and grow up as a calf in a stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I should do this, saith the Lord of hosts. That's where the enemy belongs, under your feet. Not on top of your feet, not over you, but under your feet. He said, we'll trample under the devil's head. Oh, yes, he's under your feet. Oh, yes. He said, remember ye the laws of Moses, my servant, the commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt honor thy mother and father. Come on. Remember these things. Some of these children, I haven't even heard these things. They don't see it. You don't have a post up and post in your house. I mean, you can put it on a wall at your house. Maybe they see thou shalt not kill. They won't kill. People are senseless now. They don't care. They don't care. You're just like an animal to them. They don't care. And some people care more about an animal than they do a human being. Come on. Wake up. Can't you see? There are people waking up today that haven't been able to see. Just like the Pope. He waking up. Just like Nebuchadnezzar. He waking up. And just, I pray that some of these pastors wake up. Turn back to God before time is too late. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Nothing more valuable than your soul. You don't want to burn in hell. There was a movement, burn in hell. You don't want to do that. Heaven to be your home. Eternal life, life with Christ, where the streets are paved with gold. You know, come on. And not this gold that we see and like, Transparency is so clear that you can't even, you know. Oh, my God. Can't imagine. Oh, my God. The Bible says, they can keep his commandments. And like I say, they took prayer out. But look, you can still pray. Men ought to always pray. You know, it's more power to pray together. You know, we say, well, one or two will gather together. There he'll be in the midst. But even if you're by yourself, he'll hear your prayer. If you're sincere and you mean it from your heart, God will hear and answer your prayer. He will deliver you. No matter where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, he will deliver you. Oh, yes. The Bible says, and I command him unto you, him, and Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. He said, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Pope was talking about they're getting set up for the mark of the beast. Oh, yes, they are. Antichrist can step in place at any time now. Oh, yes, things are going down. Businesses, look around your banks. Everything going down by the word of God. The things you used to like to go pick up and buy, you know, knickknacks and all that stuff. Mm-mm. Everything is going down by the word of God. And the Bible says, and he shall turn the hearts of the father to their children and the hearts of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. We're here at the Redditch Church. Just want to make a difference in your life. We say, read the word of God. Get into Read the word of God. Pray and ask God, and he will show you. Just pray. And say, God, you got a word for me. He got a word for you from Genesis to Revelation. You don't buy a book and then just start reading the book from the middle. Read the book from the beginning. You get a full meaning. Nobody buy a book and just say, oh, I'm just going to buy this book and start in the middle. Start in the beginning. In the beginning was God. And in the end, it's going to be God. He said, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega. In the beginning, I'm the end. Jesus is soon to come. We're here at the Redditch Church. Just want to make a difference in your life. And we just love you. We pray for you. May God bless us upon your life. That you give your life to him before time. We just thank him for what he's done and what he's doing. And we give his name the glory and the praise.
The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is still Lord. And bless you, the Redditch Church.
Okay.